For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Subversive Theater is up again with another edgy play, The Trial of Trayvon Martin, which, as I understand it, asks the question, what if the young black man, Trayvon Martin, had killed George Zimmerman instead of the other way around?
And I think that this is easy to predict, that this is a script by Gary Earl Ross, who is quite obsessed with the legal system, great historic trials, and the issue of race in America, going back to the play A Matter of Intent, a wonderful script he did years ago that won awards around the country, and his play a year or so ago about Clarence Darrow, also dealing with race. It was the play about the African-American man who, with a mob gathered around his home, ready to lynch him, shot in self-defense and had to go before the legal system. This is right up Mr. Ross's alley, and as you've pointed out, Subversives as well.
It's at the Manny Fried Playhouse, and it opened last night. It runs through May 6th. This Sunday is Palm Sunday. Next Sunday is Easter Sunday, so things are sort of wrapping up for a little bit, but then...
Deluge.
Late in April, wow, Katie Bar the Door, all sorts of things are opening, including The Country House by Donald Margulies. I understand you know a thing or two about this.
Well, I saw the original production out at the Geffen Playhouse in California, out in Los Angeles. Interestingly, Scott Berend, who is directing it, was the assistant director on that production, which starred Blythe Danner. It would be lovely if you could get Miss Danner here. it is a Chekhovian play about a group of actors overlapping relationships at the Williamstown Festival one summer. I found it delightful. I can see precisely why Scott Baron wants his audience to be able to enjoy this play.
Now, when you say Chekhov, I'm thinking dark, unhappiness, country estate, and...
Well, summer house, certainly, but people not getting their desires fulfilled, certainly. what happens while what people want to have happen does not happen, but it's a comedy.
So it's kind of like a country house, like A Midsummer Night's Dream or A Little Night Music.
Well, Chekhov considered his own plays to be comedies.
Oh.
And was very frustrated when Stanislavski brought out the lugubrious, though comedy in unexpected places, in that way that, you know, we've all had this in our lives, or as Brecht said so succinctly, you know, we cry while they're laughing, we laugh while they're crying. It's that kind of thing. But no, it is not what you have just described with that assessment of bad Chekhov.
I noticed that the Million Dollar Quartet will be out at Musical Fair Theater. That's going to start on April 19th. And I just wanted to mention something. Last Theater Talk, I said that I was going to go out to one of those cabarets at Musical Fair, and they have this wonderful lounge there. Well, anyway, Kelly Bocock Natale and Charmaine Chi were on stage. It's very intimate. It's a small space. And I described it as just one of those wonderful adult moments. It seemed like what a cabaret should be all about.
Well, I wasn't there on that particular night, but I agree. It's a wonderful space, and I've enjoyed hearing music there, just having a drink at the bar there. It's a lovely place up there in Snyder.
And for folks who may have missed it, you'll have a chance to see Charmaine Chi in action at the Arty Awards. That's June 5th. I know it's a long way away, but...
Plan your wardrobe now.
Absolutely.
It's very competitive. looking in the upcoming, I'm delighted and fascinated to see Terence Rattigan's The Winslow Boy coming up with Irish Classical Theatre Company. Interested because just a generation ago, Terence Rattigan was considered to be over, just passé, lest we forget, along with Somerset Maugham and Noel Coward, after 1956 and John Osborne, and look back in anger, the angry young men, who are, by the way, unproducible today. But Noel Coward, Somerset Maugham, Terence Rattigan, back with a vengeance, and The Winslow Boy, a particularly powerful play about a young man who is accused of something he did not do at college and is expelled from the college, and his family solicits one of the most prestigious barristers in the nation, this intriguing discussion of privilege and class, which I think plays very powerfully even now and probably always will. Terence Rattigan, author of Separate Tables and The Browning Version and Deep Blue Sea, I'm very happy to see what promises to be a first-rate production of a Terence Rattigan play coming up at the Andrews Theatre.
For Theatre Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.